Welcome to Women in the Spotlight Radio. I am your host, Melissa Dawn Simpkins, president of Velvet Suite and creator of Women in the Spotlight. Every day, women around the world are branding a new model of success beyond their careers. Each week, join me for inspiring interviews with leading women who share their success, struggles, and secrets on the journey to becoming a woman in the spotlight. You will leave empowered and energized to brand your best life so you can sacrifice less and start living more. It all happens right here, right now. Well, today's guest, ladies, is known by many names, counselor, educator, coach, but to this audience, we'll call her Dr. Janice Hilliard because she is truly that. The doctor's in the house. She is the vice president of player development for the National Basketball Association, and through our work at Velvet Suite, we've worked with the world's greatest athletes, the NFL, the NBA, and I had a chance to meet with her and work directly with her when we worked with the NBA and specifically the player development group. And what I learned is that, as you might assume, there are not a lot of women in the athletic space. It's growing, professional athletic space, but specifically as it relates to player development. This is a department that is specifically designed to help professional athletes make the most of their opportunity, which is everything from educational programs, mentorship, development programs, supporting families. I mean, she truly is in the business of developing the whole athlete and the whole person. Quite frankly, that is her passion, is helping people live full lives. And she is a sweetheart, truly a giver, and a woman who has so many talents, so many brilliant ideas, and a wealth of experience through her work with the NBA. She has developed player program models for the leagues, inaugural development league in the early 2000s. She served as a member of the National Association of Academic Advisors for Athletics. She also represented the NBA Commissioner Stern at the Times board, on the board of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. Extremely accomplished, trusted advisor, and a giver, and a woman who is transparent, is going to share her story with you at the highest level. And so I hope that each one of you listening really soak in the knowledge, the insights, and the lessons learned from these women who've really worked hard to break some ceilings along the way in their career. And Dr. Hilliard is just one of them. So you're going to truly, truly be blessed to hear her story and her lessons and her tips for you on today's show. Stay tuned.
So you have a big job, you know, to not only help these young men, but also to be an innovator, to think and anticipate what development looks like. And how has that been a journey for you? Obviously, you were very instrumental in the beginning of the development programs. So what has been your process of thinking through development, personal development for yourself, as well as development for the players you work with on your job?
Yes, Melissa. Well, first and foremost, I'm an educator. My background is in the public schools and in higher education as a teacher, a counselor, a coach throughout my training and my undergraduate and graduate education. So I've always been interested in, motivated by education, which was instilled in me, you know, by my parents, as was most of us. And so I've been fortunate to be able to segue my training, my background, you know, into my passion, which is helping others to develop. As a result, you know, most of my career was spent in higher education, and when the NBA created the Development League, they knew that most of the players would not be NBA players and just wanted to make sure that they had the support, the training, and the development to grow outside of the sport itself. And therein is the connection to me and my background. And this is my 14th year. When we created the D-League model, I was fortunate enough to have come from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, where my experience in programming at that level in an institution like that had given me a lot of experiences and networks and people that I was able to bring to the NBA and to create that model. And from that point, began working with NBA teams and implementing a lot of the programming and professional development, not only for players, but also for a team staff.
You are a pioneer at the very heart of what you're doing, and you are a Tar Heel, and I love that. I am as well. You know, I'm from North Carolina.
That's
and
right.
That was
That's
my
right.
big dream to go to Carolina, and I was accepted, but not in state, so I had to go somewhere where I could get a cheaper education. But I love the fact that you're a pioneer, and the other piece of this is you're a woman. So in the beginning, how many women were with you, and how has it been being in a career that is male-dominated, being a woman and being a woman in leadership?
Well, I tell you, it's been exciting. It's been educational, and I've loved every step of the way. And I have to say that my experiences began with being an athlete myself. So, you know, having earned a scholarship to the University of Houston to play basketball and to complete my undergraduate there was my first introduction to not only playing the sport, but I've pretty much had male coaches throughout my career, and so segueing into athletics as a profession wasn't maybe as challenging for many that may have come outside of the world of sports. So I think that really helped me, having an experiences at places like the NCAA, having been an intern early in my career, working in different departments, working with different people, from coaches to team presidents to general managers, to just even in the community, I think has really helped me in my development. So I guess ultimately I would say having a familiarity with sports and having worked with different people in different settings probably was the basis and helped me probably significantly.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you've really had an interesting, you know, group of individuals that you have played a role in your career and also in your progression from athlete, student athlete to a professional. How have you been able to use the role of mentors and others in your circle to help you develop as you're helping others develop?
That's a great question, Melissa. And you know, we've talked about this before, I think you and I. And one of the things since I met you, I have been able to do more is to maximize my learning experience and sharing with peer mentors, something that I probably had not done as much in my early years, but mentors have been significant in my life. It's just so important to have them. There are four or five women and men who are close to me personally as well as professionally, and I've utilized them throughout my career in that it's rare that I've made a decision career-wise without consulting one or a few of them. So I'll call them up and ask them if it's an employment question, if it's about an experience question, or if it's about a networking question, I will do that. And we also try to encourage our players, even in my current position, to reach out to their colleagues, their peers, and folks who have experiences, because it's just so valuable. There's so many things to learn in today's world of work, in today's society. You have to have networks, and to get to those networks, you have to be able to utilize mentors. So, yes, I would just reinforce the importance and staying in communication with them. And if I could say also how to utilize a mentor. You know, I've found that several people have asked me to be their mentors over the years, and I've learned that it's a special relationship, and it's also an equal one, that there has to be balance in the mentoring relationship. Or it's not very effective if one side is always giving, getting and not giving.
Mm-hmm. That's so important because as you rise in your career, you know, you have probably more and more women and men who are saying, hey, help me out, Dr. Hilliard. I want you to mentor me. And if you're always giving and they're not, you know, providing value back, like you said, it is a lopsided relationship. What would you say just in recalling this network of wonderful relationships that you have, what would you say was one of the best pieces of advice that a mentor gave you?
Wow, and I've gotten a lot of good advice over the years. But, you know, I think one piece that's really sounds very simple, but I hear it consistently from my mentors even today, and that is always think about what your next move is going to be or how your next move from a career perspective is going to prepare you or get you closer to what you say your goal is. That's something, you know, that I hear over and over again, and I give that advice to young people who I talk to all the time about their careers, and, you know, they want to look at different positions, and obviously, of course, being at the NBA, most of the people I talk to, they want to work at the NBA. And actually, I was speaking to a young man this weekend, went to see him play at the Boys and Girls Club in my city in Connecticut, and we were talking about what his goals were, you know, and I talked to him about what is your goal, you know, what do you want to be doing in 5 years? Again, that sounds very simplistic, but you'd be surprised how many people really haven't thought 5 years ahead. You know, we sort of live in a millennial generation where everything is right now and next year, you know, or tomorrow. And so the decisions I think that we make still holds true to think about what you're doing next and how it's going to get you to where you say that you want to go. Because ultimately, I think it saves a lot of time.
Sure.
And everybody's in a hurry these days. It saves a lot of time. And it saves a lot of energy. And I think it just gets us more focused in terms of what we say we want.
Absolutely. Great advice. I want to shift a little bit in terms of how you have been able to persevere, and life always throws us different, you know, unexpected surprises, and some of them are designed to take us off our game. What are some of the challenges, or is there a specific challenge that really has taught you about perseverance, and how have you used that to drive you to continue to succeed?
Good question. You know, I think it's one of the things that I actually learned from you in your work and just following you that I hadn't really thought about. I think one thing for me is critically important that I would say is to stay relevant. And you probably recognize that term. It's yours. Stay relevant. Make sure that you stay abreast of what's going on, not only in your own career, in my own career, but in the profession. I think that's really key. It's helped me in situations where maybe I wasn't sure which direction I wanted to go in next, or maybe I wasn't as challenged, which is sort of an issue that I've had throughout my career as a challenge is to stay challenged and to stay motivated in my work. I'm sort of a creator, an innovator, like new ideas, like to do new things, and I think that's the value, which is the second suggestion that I was going to give, is to know your value and what you bring and what you would call your brand. To know that and to know what you bring and how you can accomplish your goals personally and professionally, as well as your career goals in terms of your employer or what you might be doing. So I think, you know, those are two key, you know, things to think about. And to know where you're going in terms of your value, your strength that you bring, and just your perseverance. And I guess I would say ultimately is I'm a really self-motivated person. Part of that might come from the way I was raised and brought up by my parents is very independent, myself and my six siblings at an early age. And I'm very self-directed. Very motivated from the inside, and that's important to me, and I think that it helps one in seeking their direction in life is to know what kind of makes you tick, you know, what makes you happy, what makes you motivated, and if you can tune into that, I think, you know, you'll have a successful life and a successful experience, and I think those are the things that have really driven me throughout my life personally and professionally.
I love it, and what's one of the things that I think is the hallmark of great brands is that they're selfless. And one of the things I've learned from Dr. Hilliard is the idea of being open and keeping your eyes, you know, on a swivel to see opportunity and to see places where your value can help someone else. And that is something, I mean, Dr. Hilliard was one of our featured speakers at Women in the Spotlight at our conference in Atlanta and really lit up the room, not just with what she said, but with her presence and her energy. She came to give value, as she just mentioned. And I think, Dr. Hilliard, that is something that is so we often miss in this kind of culture and society of selfies and promoting oneself and trying to be, you know, big and present this image of having it all. But the thing that really brings that attraction, I think, is the openness and the ability to see an opportunity and to help someone or to provide value to solve a problem. How do you see that for yourself as you're moving your career to the next place? How do you use what I think you do very well, which is being open and seeing opportunity to drive you to your next next level of success?
Well, that's a great question, Melissa. One thing I try to do is to constantly seek out opportunities to grow personally and professionally. You know, it's a new generation from which I, you know, came up through. The work culture environment is completely different. There's more entrepreneurs out there. And I think some of those skill sets, you know, for me personally, as it relates to being an entrepreneur, marketing oneself, those kinds of things, you know, during the generation that I grew up in, it really didn't exist the way they do now. So when I look at my nieces and my nephews, you know, who are obviously much younger, I see the kinds of things that they're doing, and I'm fascinated. And I try to learn from them from a technological perspective. I try to gain confidence in self-marketing, if you will. Branding, that, you know, those are things that I hadn't been familiar with when I was at their age, you know, in the late 20s and early 30s, because we kind of grew up on this path. Hey, you go to school, you get an education, you get a graduate degree, you get a job, and you do it for the rest of your life. And so some of the things that I'm learning even now, I didn't know, you know, at that point in my life. And so I just try to stay open, particularly in the area of technology. You know, I think that's one thing that I learned from the people here and the support staff that work with me here at the NBA. I mean, those young people are fascinating in terms of what they know through social media, through social networking. And I just try to stay open to that and professionally develop myself and my skill set. And that's sort of the mission that I'm on currently. What can I learn more? How can I challenge myself? And I think another thing that really helps me is that I didn't come from a business entrepreneurship situation in which I work now. I'm an educator, as I mentioned in the beginning, and I have remained connected to what I consider my colleagues who are educators. And that's been important for me to be able to do workshops or conferences or mentor people or stay connected to my peers in different industries. That is important to me, and I've learned a lot from making sure that I don't get too focused just in the world of sports.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point because, you know, our careers consume us, and we can become so focused on the networks within, but you don't reach out. And I think you've done a great job of building relationships, growing your exposure outside of your immediate circle. So, Dr. Okay, wonderful. Dr. Hilliard, thank you so much for giving us precious moments of the day. Time is money. Time is very valuable. And we are so grateful that you gave us and shared with us for these few moments here today. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm blessed to have met you a few years ago. I'm so excited about you, proud of you, and you are my model in terms of work-life balance. I wish you nothing but success, and I'm looking forward to being reconnected with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And all of you all, thank you again for listening to another edition of Women in the Spotlight. Again, we are the podcast series exclusively dedicated to Wonder Women who are shaping the world and changing the world every single day. And feel free to visit us again on womeninthespotlightnow.com and on all of our social media platforms. Until next time, keep shining.
Thank you for listening.